Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, Drake.
What do you do? Tools ACL, MCL?
Achilles, what? Drake always getting injured, though. Like, every few years.
I could have sworn he just healed from something.
Remember when he got slapped by Diddy and, like, broke his shoulder?
He what?
When Diddy slapped him and he broke his shoulder.
Boy, I ain't know about that. Diddy slapped Drake.
This is old. It's, like, 2014.
What the fuck? I did not know that.
Over the 0 to 100.
I know nothing about that.
That's why his arm, he had a little arm in a swing. No, they was beefing.
But yeah,
you don't remember that?
You ain't getting an album no time soon. What do you think is coming, though?
I say at least sometime in April. It's going to at least come by April.
It's going to be before the summer.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
We going in the summer.
Because an album called Certified Lover Boy ain't summertime music. No.
Yeah, you're right.
But it depends what you do with it. If you do like some views type shit, dance hall type shit, it might.
I think it's going to be like a mixture of Take Care and Views.
I think he's trying to recreate that Take Care vibe.
Please.
I don't know if that's gonna be good or bad, because you can't recreate something like that.
I need it. I need it in my life.
You shouldn't even try to recreate nothing.
Awesome. Bro, Take Care is one of the best albums I've ever listened to in my life.
I'm about to tell you, I still to this day never like sat down and like listened to Take Care.
Why?
I just never felt the need. Yeah, I heard Marvin's room, of course. Let me look. I might have heard most of them anyway.
Bro, it's not.
Because with Drake, it's like, I'm going to hear it regardless, whether I choose to or not. So I just don't, like, I just wait for it to come to me. I heard most of these. Headlines, True Love, Take Care, Marvin's Room. Underground Kings.
Easily one of the best albums in the 2010s.
Nah, I ain't heard that baby from that.
Then, so you really, Terrell, what were you doing during this time? Listening to Kid Cudi?
I was 11, bro. You should, no. You should not be depressed at 11 listening to Take Care.
Bro, do you know who ran the radios back then?
No, I don't care who ran the radio. You should not be listening to Take Care 11 years old. Listen to Marvin's Room. You can't relate at 11. You might think you do, but you can't relate to them. But yeah, hold on. I heard most of this. Anyway, without even, like, trying to. Hell yeah, fucking right. The Motto. Made Me Proud. Marvin's Room. Take Care, Cruel Love, Headlines. I heard most of this anyway.
This is the article. Well, this is way back when. But it's over. Is it because Drake and Diddy was supposed to do 0 to 100 together, and Drake just basically, you know, did his own thing. And when Diddy seen him at the club, he said, come here, let me talk to you. And allegedly, he slapped him with an open hand. And his Chubbs, you know, grabbed Drake's arm. And I guess he pulled it so far back that he broke his shoulder.
Does that sound like a Diddy beat? Like a song Diddy can be on?
I'm glad Drake stole that song. Like, what Diddy? what was Diddy gonna do?
He stole the song? I don't know. Cause
they both had the beat and they were supposed to do some work. They were supposed to do it together from Drake's, Boy One. And Drake just
finished it up.
0 to 100.
I think it's better out of him anyway.
Drake has had some very questionable moments.
He's a fucking thief.
Allegedly.
He's a thief.
Shout out to Drake. Certified Lover Boy is coming soon. I can't wait, you know. This January has kind of been, like, depressing, you know, without no new Drake music.
It seemed like I know he ain't dropping forever, but it seemed like he always been there. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
He always permanent.
I think in the long run, I think that's what's going to really hinder J. Cole and Kendrick's careers is the fact that they were never consistent. Because you like, you know, when they talk about like Jay-Z, Nas, Tupac, Biggie, they was always consistent. They always had something.
Even when they have an album out, they had like something going on.
Yeah, you got these, you got, but Kendrick.
Well, the J. Cole, like, he kind of do have stuff going on here and there, but Kendrick, he don't have shit out there in between albums. In between albums, he don't do nothing.
I think that's really going to hinder him. And that's why I say Drake is the greatest of all time. Like, bro. All time. Great rapper alive.
I don't think that's a discussion. All time?
All time. Easy.
Who do you got second then?
What I say? Hov. Rap? Like, rap-wise? Like, as far as, like, you know, being accoladed in rap? Hov.
Okay, okay.
We talking about alive or dead? Like, dead.
I'll say alive, man.
Yeah, Hov.
Where you put Kanye at? You put him in, like, 10th or some shit.
I don't really put him as a rapper.
I put Drake as a rapper then.
But that's different.
Drake is a rapper. Then. That's different. Think made reggae music.
Well, Drake is technically a pop star. But I mean, he's still listening.
He's a pop star.
Yeah, true. You want to be Michael Jackson or you want to be Tupac?
You better be in Tupac. You can't be Michael Jackson. You can't be Michael Jackson. Don't even try to shoot for that. Ain't nobody but Michael Jackson.
I think he's definitely all time.
I mean, yeah. I put it too. He best all time.
Don't nobody want us, man. We 10 years in. 10 years into it.
I think Kanye's a better creator than he is.
I give it. Did you see that video? Yeah, well. Of him yelling at Chance.
I was at work, so I couldn't. I couldn't like click the sound. I didn't have my headphones in either, so I was like, "Damn, I wonder what he's screaming about." Like, I wonder what he said. He was like, "I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?"
Let me see if I can pull it up. Yeah, they know what I'm talking about. Let's see.
Introducing Code 42 Insider. Data risk.
Shout out to the ads. Oh, if y'all want to buy ads, you know, hit us up.
So this just happened. Look, so Kanye West has yet to deliver his official full length follow up to 2019's Jesus Is Born, the allegedly titled Donda. But evidently, there's an entire documentary being made about its creation, and a snippet of it has made its way online, showing Chance the Rapper on the receiving end of Ye's rage. In the clip, Ye is in a room with several people, including Dame Dash, who is apparently spearheading the film. As the music plays, Kanye calls out, "Where's the bass?" before the camera pans to Dash.
Josh, where's the bass? Josh! Where's the bass? Where's the bass? Where's the bass?
You know, my thing was like, just get rid of the people that are triggering. Get them out of here. And let's just have fun being creative. So, you know, Kanye is finishing his album. He wanted his people around him. Chance, honestly, because of what he was reading, you know, he came through to just check Kanye, you know. And, you know, again, Kanye deals with all his issues at all times. You know, they got into it, but they worked it out.
What did he say? I don't like that. Fucking filter. Sit your life down.
Chance has been an outspoken supporter of Ye for years, even as far as to endorse him for president prior to the November 2020 election.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And y'all out here trying to convince me to vote for Biden, he tweeted...
Sit your ass down.
Dang, you talking to Chance, what?
Kanye can talk to anybody.
But what's going on? I wonder, like, how Kanye feel about, like, Trump not being president no more. Like, he's been real quiet lately.
I think he don't care about Trump because nigga said you can't care about Trump. So he's like, I don't actually hate this nigga. Just he always do shit just because people say he can't do it. Hold on, I'm sorry. Do your intro. You can do the intro, man.
Oh, to the show?
Yeah. You mean do your brand, your
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, welcome to the Let's Talk About It podcast, episode 46. We back.
It's 46.
After 2 weeks. Wait.
Is this 46?
I don't know what episode this is. I just know we out here, for real. We just out here.
We ain't got no real schedule. We just do it whenever, bye.
You don't. Dang, I don't be knowing, bro. Oh, yeah. Anger got, a little update, too.
Finna hire some niggas. He checked this for us.
Oh, God. Look, I got so many people at podcast accounts on my computer, y'all.
Yeah, you fucking do. Who that is? We gonna fuck that shit up.
What is this?
I'm put all that in Bitcoin.
This is not updated. Yeah, why are they playing with us like that? Yeah, this is not updated. Okay, what am I looking for?
Episode number, bro.
I don't even know. I saw counting.
It don't even say? Yeah, damn.
I think we can go to the public site and... Oh, wow, it don't tell us.
All right, 46.
Yeah, I guess...
46 it is.
I guess it's episode 46, 45. I don't know. This might be 44. This might be
44. It's 45.
This episode 45.
45.
I don't know. Who cares? Sponsored by the Alexander brand. Y'all go to my website. Help me pay my bills. We got all the skincare products you need. Shea butter, oils, essential oils, soap.
All kind of sense.
I build websites for people too.
He's also a mentor.
Yeah, too. Yeah, I think I'm gonna stop mentoring. No, they tried it.
Wow.
Cause you know, I'm out here mentoring these kids or whatever. You know, this all goes down to an interview. So I did an interview, and then the little event happens. And, you know, I'm watching the event like everybody else on Facebook Live. And I realized my interview wasn't aired. Everybody else was aired. So I'm like, it's like that?
Needs your publicity, huh?
So, yeah. So won't be seeing me no more.
You too came for.
Won't be seeing me no more.
Ain't gonna say no names.
Yeah, we ain't gonna say no names. But it's pretty self-explanatory. Y'all already know. But, I'm 21, too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm OG, you feel me? Yesterday was my birthday.
Yeah, I drunk, didn't it? I put on your ass. Yes, you did.
Day. No.
You ain't got a lot because you at the home.
No, I ain't lying. Bro, last night was crazy, though.
You come here, bitch, every time. So, yeah, it was crazy.
It was. Shout out to Nicole. Shout out to Maya.
Oh, you were dumb.
Yeah, I was
dumb. You know.
Oh, no. Nah, see, nah, if I was with them, they probably would have been like, Eli, just won.
Mm-hmm. It was a peer pressure.
No. Yeah. Nah, but, yeah, I've been with them about every day.
Yeah, I noticed. Out there with the women. Certified lover boy.
For real, y'all. For real. Yeah, I got some new people in my life, too.
Bruh, no. Go ahead. Shit, man.
I'm on a roll, y'all. 21. Yeah, but, how you been?
You trying to pay her lashes. I'm good. Boost her lashes. I'm good, man. Same shit. I need a new job.
Are you finna get one?
I'm looking. A lot more.
If you go to the post office, I'll go there with you.
So all I need is what?
The post office.
All I need is Bitcoin.
Yeah, true.
Bitcoin. I'm just playing. Don't put your money in Bitcoin. Don't put all of it in Bitcoin.
Terrell and Bitcoin.
That is a topic, bro. Okay, we'll talk about that there. Apparently, Bitcoin is going to go up. I don't know when, maybe this year. But I'm putting some money into it. I'm going to put all my money into it because I only got like one stream of income. If you count this too.
Yeah. That's crazy. Building like, you know, like a lot of people, this is like kind of off topic, but like a lot of people, they be saying like, you know, you need 7 different streams of income. Like building one is hard. Yeah. Like, bro.
Getting more than one is hard. Like, what the fuck?
And then to keep like all of them consistent, that's the harder. It's like, dang. But
then you gotta deal with special taxes and shit. You gotta deal with so many legalities.
And see, that's the only thing where now, when like I invest in stuff, I don't need to be wanting to take it out because I know I'm gonna be taxed.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, man, do I want to go through this? It's because it's TurboTax really gonna help me with all this. I ain't trying to go through all that.
I heard they bad people.
TurboTax,
is that true?
TurboTax,
yeah,
I do through the app.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm getting all my stimuluses this year with my taxes. You filed.
Not yet.
You get the stimulus.
I should be getting.
You eat stimulus.
Bro, I think
12
I'm
and a 6.
I think I'm getting a stimulus. I think I'm getting a...
That PSC too? Ain't you?
Something like that, yeah. I found some. I might be getting stupid, like, paid this year. Shout out to PSC.
Yeah, back to what I was saying. Like, I'm going to put some in Bitcoin. Like small amounts is used like kind of like a savings account.
Yeah.
So I ain't gonna dump all my shit in. Cause it ain't like stocks where you just like you put some money in, it can go up where it go down. Like,
what are you using? Huh? Like, what wallet are you using for your Bitcoin?
I'm doing it through Cash App.
Oh, so you back on Cash App?
Yeah, I got my new Federal account back. That shit was a fucking pain in the ass to do.
Man, I thought I was gonna be a non-Navy Federal member today.
All your cards decline.
All my cards decline. Even the gift card.
I'm just put my shit in. And if it goes up, that's why I like doing stocks, unless you're putting in like big amounts of money, you ain't really, it's pointless to do it.
True.
Because like with the gap, when it was 12 at that moment, I bought like 2 of them, it went up to like 20, then I made like what, $20 profit.
What those say?
Bitcoin, they might even pay you in Bitcoin.
Yeah, the Alexander brand, we do accept Bitcoin purchases now.
And unless you already got money to put in stocks, like it's kind of pointless.
Yeah, I see that. See, that goes back to what I was saying last episode, though. Like, one of my mentors, he was like, if you don't have $100,000 in cash, like, it did sounded kind of crazy. But then, like, when I watched the full video, he was like, because, you know, like, a lot of people, they have one stream of income, you know, they might have this little extra money on the side, but then these people got bills, tuition, all type of stuff. But, I mean, if you just have that $100,000 just sitting there on top of you working and you getting it how you getting it, you could just, you know, take a little $1,000.
Yeah.
Throw it.
I mean, I was like, if you got $100,000 just sitting, you probably really don't even need to be trying to play with your money in stocks and stuff.
Yeah.
If you got $100,000, you probably got a good ass job. You doing something right.
Fact. Plus, one thing I am big on though is like, even if everybody does get on the Bitcoin wave and they use that as a currency, like, eventually it's going to be a breakout point to where people can't be millionaires off of it if it becomes like that.
But that one dude was saying, I don't know, it was Pomp, whatever his name was. Pomp. He was saying, like the price, like, the price of Bitcoin changes whenever, I guess, people vote on it. Like, the owners of Bitcoin, they're like, they vote on it. Like, whoever owns Bitcoin, they have to vote for the price to change.
Wait, what?
You ain't see that on Joe Budden shit?
I seen it, but I thought like Bitcoin was like it's all computer based.
Yeah, it's technically now I don't own it, but I guess like the owners of like Bitcoins, like who has
Satoshi Nakamoto.
Let's see.
This is the guy. Well, the thing.
Creator, I guess.
The thing. Nobody knows who he is. But matter of fact, he's a billionaire. Or they're a billionaire, but they don't. They disappear and they can't spend none of their money. Like all of it. Well, they can, but it's all still sitting there.
Oh. I guess they somebody could track it and see who it is or something.
Nah, you or can't. Because 8.8 billion. They have a digital wallet, but like when they went ghost, that money's like it's still there today.
Okay.
Dang, bro. $8.8 billion.
I heard about that man who like he forgot his password.
Yeah.
Bitcoin, and it was like 200 some million in there. And he only had 2 tries left.
And then did you see the article where he was like he made peace with him not being able to. I couldn't make peace.
See, I was thinking, like, how do you forget a password? Like, if like you created it, and you like, if you use, because my passwords they kind of similar around each thing I use.
Yeah.
But an article said he used like a random password generator. Then he wrote it down somewhere and just threw it away.
Dumb?
Like, who does that? Like, I would never use a random password generator.
But then again, I won't blame him though, because that was around 2010. Like, that's normal to us now.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2010. People were still on the corner.
You probably get, like, hacked and shit.
Yeah.
Because when Google do the suggest strong password, like, they be, like, HM capital L type shit. I'm like, what? Who gonna remember that?
Because, see, all of that went like that in 2010. So, probably when...
The internet was a wild, wild west, 2010.
Facts. And what? He probably wasn't expecting it to go up.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was expecting it to go up like it did.
But Satoshi, then he disappeared. Rest in peace, though. But, yeah, I'm invested. I got about, like, $40 in Bitcoin.
Yeah, I'm just like, a savings account. Because he's planning to, because, like, the U.S. dollar, like, technically his worth, like, goes down each year. Because, like we say, $100,000, and, like, in 5 years, $100,000 can't buy the same thing. It could have bought you 5 years ago.
Facts. That's true.
So if you got it just sitting, then it's kind of pointless to have it just sitting.
Yo, that's crazy. Because now it's like, dang. So now it's like, but now I see why people like, because at first I didn't see like why people invest in like real estate or they invest in things like that. It's because like they cash. If you leave somebody cash, like they can't do nothing with it. I mean, like, you do something with it, but, like, if I left, like, my kid, who I'm finna have $1 million.
No, oh, no, no, like, no, no, go ahead. Like
not like that.
Go ahead, man.
But, for instance, my kids, if I left them $1 million and I, like, die at 40-something, that $1 million not really gonna be worth what it's worth right now.
Yeah.
But I get that, like, with Pump explaining that, now I get it. So it's like, dang.
Because I don't expect, you don't expect Bitcoin to depreciate as much as the U.S. dollar does.
Yeah. Because I be seeing people like, what, Grant Cardone, he be like, cash is trash. And I'm like, well, can I have some cash?
Yeah.
I can't pay my bills.
And that's why I buy, like, real estate and shit. Because it won't depreciate as much as a U.S. dollar does.
Makes sense. Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
But all it takes is one shootout, and now your house ain't worth none.
Oh, God. Kind of Florida.
Like Scotland. Shooting up Scotland.
Yeah, these kids gotta chill.
You shoot up Scotland.
You shooting up Scotland nowadays. Invest in Bitcoin, y'all.
At your own risk. Do everything at your own risk.
January review?
January?
How was January?
Oh, the month? Today is it. I guess I don't want to say 1 year anniversary. But yeah, the one year since Kobe Bryant died, and that kicked off 2020 for like a terrible year. It was a terrible year, and that shit kicked it off.
Wait, that happened like a day after my birthday?
I think so.
Dang. Yeah, that's crazy. Talk about mafia life. Bro, what? They're having a year. That's crazy.
Yeah. And that well, compared to that, compared to last year, this January wasn't that bad.
This January's been very, very chill.
Chill. But it ain't as bad as last year's January.
Yeah,
I forgot something happened, and everybody say 2020 DLC. This is 2020 part two. It's something happened in January. A couple of things happened.
Capitol Hill?
Yeah. Trump kicked off. I don't care about that. That happened.
Trump would not play.
What the fuck? That's a big event. Why is it not, like, as big as it? Like, why is it not talked about as long as it should be? Because I feel like people talking about riots for George Floyd, like, months later, they still talking about the riots and shit. But yeah. This happened, like, 2 weeks, and they done with it.
I mean, but I just think that just goes back to, you know, the system of white supremacy and stuff like that. I think at this point, it's just, like, it's no justifying. It's just a big hypocrisy. They could do whatever they feel like doing. But if we do it, it's a problem.
And they gonna justify it by saying, well, they burned and looted and stuff. But the reason for burning and looting and the reason for storming the Capitol were two different things. They stormed it because Trump lost. They burned and looting because hundreds and hundreds of black men were killed by police.
Facts. But I mean, it is what it is. Till it ain't what it ain't. All I know is keep striving. I ain't even, to be honest, bro, I ain't even been on like the black power wave like that anymore, bro. Well, I'm still on it, but you know, like the conscious. These new conscious guys are making us look bad.
Like, some extremists out there.
Yeah, like the extreme, they gotta chill. I do. Shout out to Umar though.
No,
Umar,
he's an extremist, nigga. He even said he don't want his kid to like bring a white girl home. Like, I kind of understand it, but like, they just like sort of say no.
But did you see the picture? Bro, so he had an event. Umar had an event where he was posing in the pictures with all the black people. Them and the white people. He's still all
the people. Yeah, I saw it. He was like, in the play with this. White people, he was like.
Yo, it's bad. Umar, shout out to Umar for keeping the same energy.
He definitely does. How much he bought? Oh, it's my AMC. How much you want to buy? How much you want to buy?
It's almost at $7.
AMC stock, $6.61. It went up $1.65.
He's dumb.
And it says
he's dumb. AMCB is finna go bankrupt right now. Because of COVID. Pretty much. And then everybody selling their stuff to HBO, Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
He dumb.
Boy, everybody got their own streaming.
Yeah.
HBO got their own. NBC finna get their own. They gonna have a lot of shows in there too.
Shoot,
everybody get getting their own.
I need to figure out what I'm gonna get my own.
John Cena.
New websites on the way. Don't worry. New platforms on the way. Digital. But yeah. That guy was dumb.
Did you watch that Keisha Cole Sanjay battle?
No, I didn't watch it.
I mean,
I wasn't surprised by what I seen on Twitter either.
I seen
coke, a whole bunch of coke.
I seen the girls watching it,
but I didn't watch it because I already knew who was gonna win.
Who won?
Ashanti.
Yes. In my opinion, I fuck Keisha Cole way more than Ashanti, But that's me personally, because, like, I got nostalgia from, and nostalgia memory from my mom and my sister playing the album all the time.
Yeah.
To me personally, I think she keeps close, but, like, got better songs.
I mean, I just...
I mean, you listen to it anyway.
I don't. I listen to, like, some of Shanti, but I listen to, like, old rap classic or old R&B classic. But I don't listen to their music.
Like, you a boom bap nigga.
Yeah.
I'm going to say one something different. To the topic of today I seen on Facebook was, one girl made a status, she said that Valentine's Day wasn't for men at all. Like, she ain't saying, like, not at all, but, like, it wasn't for men. Like, it's men and women. Like, a man shouldn't be getting, like, the big gifts and stuff. Or getting spoiled.
I can see that. I mean, Mace, I see where she's coming from.
Yeah, I see where she's coming from, too.
But, I mean...
I want some chocolate, bro.
I like that.
I want some chocolate.
You want to go big?
I ain't trying to be pampered. I'm trying to get some chocolate. But I can see where some dudes, like, what? Why is this just for y'all? Why is this for women?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be for love.
Makes sense. But I'm not turning down no...
Let me see what Teddy said about it. Yeah, he said something about it, too.
You want to... shout out, Teddy. Shoot, if you want to give me a big gift Valentine's Day, spoil me. I'm accepting all the gifts.
I got to talk to that nigga, too. Apparently, he quit rapping.
Oh, yeah.
He just posted something. Bro, did you quit or not? Bruh.
Yo, Teddy.
I don't know what his status is. Did you quit or not, bro?
Somebody said that to
him? No, that's what I'm saying. Did you quit, bro? Like, bro. Stop playing with her. Oh, she said, this is the post. I guess y'all make everything about men. Valentine's Day is for women. Remember back in middle school, the boy used to get the bear and chocolate to make the girl feel special. I mean, in school to buy your boyfriend gifts. I'm not knocking that. But y'all starting to make everything about a nigga. Pink hearts, chocolate, and roses. I see a woman, period.
But look, they gotta think though. They gotta look at it from the standpoint of the mindset of the girl, like young girls these days. Like, it's like their mindset is influenced by city girls. So even the people who they want the love, the gifts from, they don't want to mess with. They want to mess with this bum, abusive, toxic person, and then they want that from that person.
You're wild. I didn't say all that. I didn't say all that, bro. Hold on, what Noah said? Noah funny as fuck. He said he shared this shit. That shit was so funny, bro. Hold on. My phone found out, too. He said, what the fuck middle school got to do with now? She said, that's example, smart ass. I'm just an elementary. I'm just saying, elementary is everybody, but as we get older, like middle school, a girl will be Valentine's, stop playing. He said, I disagree. I would get a girl something, and she would give me something, too. He said, y'all niggas make me sick. We make y'all feel good all the time. Y'all ain't shit. Y'all ain't shit. Give us one day. He said, we ain't got shit, though. Nobody give a fuck about Father's Day. He said, you ain't have kids. He said, and if I did, I bet they wouldn't give me shit either. He said, y'all don't even know what Father's Day even is. That's true. I don't know what
Father's Day is. Bro, I don't even know what Father's Day is.
Anybody knows. I mean, to be fair, I don't know what Mother's Day is, too.
I think that's May 9th, May 10th.
God damn it, you know it. You just proven this point. Father's Day is June 20th.
Bro, what?
June 20th, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Mother's Day is May 9th.
Never again. Yeah, I gotta change this. But, you know, I don't think it matters. I don't really think it matters either. Like, cause
to be honest, I don't really like Valentine's like that.
I don't either.
It's just novelty, to be honest.
I'd rather be single those days, because, like, I don't got to spend no money. And then, you know, we get back together after this fact.
Nah, you're wild.
Yeah, we get back together after the fact. But, you know, life is good. Appreciate it.
Snatch your breakfast thing. Look at Snatch going past itself. How much time we got? Were we even recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
We do. I'm about to say.
Audio.
I ain't see it. I'm going to say.
Get all that damn talking.
If not, I could pull the audio from the video. But we good, though. About time, like, we did it to where, like, the quality good, though. No sun or nothing.
Oh, yeah. You might need to do this time more often. But it's usually because I work. That's why I'm doing it in, like, early in the day, midday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something before the
But, I mean... Other than that, you know, I've just been chilling. Life's good. What's next? Trey getting into it with the cops?
I have no idea about that.
Well, Trey was at, like, one of those football games. And I guess they said he was trespassing. Which I don't get how you trespass on, like, public property, but... But yeah, they said he was trespassing, and I guess they came at him the wrong way, and he gave them the beat. He put one of the cops in the headlock. Did you see the mugshot?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. I saw the mugshot. You seen it.
Oh, he out, by the way.
Yeah, too. I would never put a cop in the headlock. Like, I don't really see, like, no matter what, because you, like, I know what happens when you do some shit like that.
Yeah.
Because George Floyd got... putting a fucking knee block without even doing shit. And I'm gonna say this is justified.
I don't know.
Like, you can sue the damn dog, police dog, and get like 20 years.
Off bro, you get life. Bro, even punching the police dog, bro. That's a wrap. That'd be crazy, though.
That is crazy. I understand.
And they pay don't need to be that good.
They love a dog and all, but man. They love a dog more than they love the niggas.
That dog gonna die today. I hope he can catch up.
He gonna catch up. A dog gonna catch you, Eli. You probably... You,
I a dog is gonna
catch you, man. You better zigzag or something, but you better juke him.
I'm a triple. But yeah, I'm glad Trey free. You know, yeah, I was trying to take the black man down or whatever.
Who got Trey Songz on the verse with?
Chris Brown. No.
Washington.
I say
Usher. Washington. I feel like Usher Washington. I don't know who we could put Trace on, but that'd be a fair battle.
Put him like some underground or some like weird.
He gonna win, yeah. I don't know. I think you put him with Usher.
See, I don't really know. It's like.
I say Usher.
Who's worth it?
Well, who gonna actually do it? Is Trey Songz actually gonna do it? I don't feel like Trey Songz gonna do it. Like, he's like, that nigga's an asshole. He ain't doing that.
Yo, should I do
Trey? Even though Chris Brown an asshole, I feel like he'll do it with Usher.
I be feeling bad for Chris sometimes. They respect. You gotta chill.
He get respected a lot. I feel like he kind of clapped back too much.
Yo, why do Chris be so mad? Like,
I'm mad at him. Mad as hell.
Yo, Chris be so angry, bro.
I'm mad too, man. Disrespecting me. made running.
But I mean, you gotta get how you live, man. Chris, I think Chris just being his feelings a little bit too much. But shout out to Chris. I hope he's doing better. Shout out to Soulja Boy too.
Soulja Boy, who can be Soulja in the verses? Well, do we even got 20 to play in the verses? He probably got 15. Do we got 20? He might have 20. Soulja got 20. Draco got 20.
I think Soulja got like 10. I don't know about 20.
10.
Like real diehard fans.
Soulja got 20, bro. You playing with Draco? Let me look it up. Soulja got 20, bro.
Soulja Boy to.
What is that? So this ain't it?
Okay. I need that. I'm saying, but that's two. You saying he got 10.
Hold on, wait.
10 to that. 10. Okay. Okay. 10 though, Terrell. 10.
What is this? Hold on, what is this? He got four. Hold on.
No, bro.
This is too deep, bro. Okay, five. Okay. Does this count? That's it? Is this just six?
Okay.
Hey, real man, I just got back from the mall, man. Guess what I got? Man, what you get, Soulja Boy? Man, I got me some bathing tonight.
Okay, then 70. I'm gonna say Platinum in the streets. Trigger finger. It's one song, though. Can you play this? Does this count?
Nah.
Can you play this? This remix? You remix? This time I say, yeah, buddy. Live good, be good. Old school, shave into a Cadillac. Got the inside. Everybody loves it. This he on remix. Does this count? Does this count? Can you play some voices? You
there. I see you. Nah, bro.
This new shit. Huh? Soulja got like 10, bro. My phone's gonna die.
Charger. You got any charger?
Alright. Soulja got 10. Who beating that 10, though?
Drake watching Soulja. One song is over.
Come on, man.
One song.
He stole song though.
Exactly.
Just like, bro,
he stole it. But some artists need some of these stuff stolen.
Bro, shut up.
Am I?
I gotta unplug some.
Oh, unplug the white one. Am I lying?
Come on.
Name the lie.
There's some chunks he stole this shit. Let me find a song. There's Soulja in them and you think I'm ready. What's that in there? Oh.
Upgrade to watch videos without ads breaking your
focus. Try their student plan free for 1 month. Oh, where is that? He can't pass for this. Hold on.
Wait, what? Whoa, wait, Wait, what? What song you got going on, bro?
That's old. I think he's trying to say, like, I'm fucking with him. Nah, but it ain't come out right.
Yeah.
It ain't come out. They took this one. It ain't come out right.
Damn, that shit go all the time?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I deleted a lot of stuff. Mm. That's why. But yeah. You know, I don't like the new. So the new updates, they deleted. They deleted the multiple.
Oh yeah,
fingerprint. Yeah. So I'm like, bruh. And then Nicole had my phone. They locked me out my phone.
Sorry about a little boy.
Yeah, certified lover boy, y'all. Shout out to the crew.
He's like told
him. Mike messed up, but you know we got backups. So I ain't really tripping. It's just the cord that's messed up. But do you want to come back next week?
Yeah. Okay. Last week, my next off day. Well, not like next week. Next off day.
Okay. Yeah, well, I don't really got too much to say. Shop at alexanderbrand.com. Hit me up for websites. I might get a job. Nah, I'm just playing.
We out. Fuck.
We out. Behind the scenes. Are you interested in a product that relieves dry hair, skin, stretch marks, and other skin conditions such as eczema? Then you should definitely go to www.thealexanderbrand.com and go check out their handmade whipped shea butter. Now, this shea butter is not like any other shea butter. This shea butter is made with the raw shea butter from Africa, but also has natural ingredients such as olive oil, coconut oil, almond oil, jojoba oil, and castor oil, as well as vitamin E and mineral oil to make the product the best that it can be. If you're interested in other skincare products by the Alexander brand or even essential aromatherapy products, then go to www.thealexanderbrand.com now. In fact, if you go to www.thealexanderbrand.com now and type in the code Just Because discount, you will get 30% off. Again, that is the Just Because discount, and you will get 30% off. So go to www.thealexanderbrand.com and go shop now.